Softball season is now underway at Prescott High School, and you can say that with a giant exclamation mark. The Cardinals opened their season welcoming Cadott to town on a crummy Tuesday afternoon, but the Cardinals found a way to score 29 runs in 10 innings through two games, winning 17-7 and 12-3 in their opener at the Jackie Riley Softball Complex at Biggs Fry Memorial Field. New head coach Nick Johnson enjoyed his first couple of games as head coach, and he gives us a breakdown of the two victories.
Well, I thought we were very lucky to get those games in, and we wanted to get them in. We knew it wasn't going to be the best weather, and looking at the forecast during the day, there was talk we were going to cancel those games, and we're just excited we had an opportunity to play them, and like you mentioned, get at bats, you know, get innings in, and the girls were so excited. You know, I kept telling them, boy, would it be bad luck for our first game to be postponed, and we haven't played a game in so long, but it went well. I mean, we played 10 innings, 2 fives, there's supposed to be 2 sevens, and the girls scored 29 runs. I mean, it's incredible. I mean, we hit the ball so well, and we did so many good things being the first time out. And like I said, it wasn't the best conditions, but it didn't affect us, I didn't think.
We have to start with the offense. With 29 runs over 2 5-inning games, you could say the Cardinal bats are in mid-season form.
Well, pick a name out of a hat. I was that impressed with that many of our hitters, honestly. We kind of played two different lineups both games because we have so many options, but we got so much production from the top of our lineup. With Bella had good at-bats. She had a home run to put that in there as well. And Sydney had great at-bats. And then our 3-4, Ari and Liz, I mean, they crushed the ball. I mean, it's like every at-bat, they were just hitting line drives. And then we got such good at-bats from everybody. Like I said, you could have picked anybody on our team. I thought they had good at-bats and hit the ball hard and not strike it out. And I always say, put the ball in play and good things will happen. And that's exactly what we did. And I thought their pitchers, you know, their first pitcher, I thought she was a pretty decent pitcher. And we looked like we were hitting off a tee at times. And it was impressive. And like I said, I was very proud of the girls. And like I said, it's not easy to hit in those conditions, but you would have never thought it.
Both Cardinal pitchers threw extremely well in their first starts of the season.
Well, I hate to keep talking about the weather, but again, in those conditions, I thought our pitchers threw very well. I mean, we're getting a new ball almost every pitch because the ball would be so wet and dirty and stuff like that. So I thought they threw a lot of strikes considering those things factoring in, and I thought Sydney threw very well. You know, we take away a couple big errors we had there. I believe it was the fourth in that first game, and we gave up 5 or 6 unearned. I think it was 5 unearned. So if you take away that from Sydney, I thought she threw very well. And then Taylor, the second game, she gives up 1 hit and was just pounding the strike zone. So very impressive for both those two first time out to look that well. Like I said, our defense, we need to clean up a couple things, you know, with the unearned runs and stuff like that, but overall, great performances.
With the weather being so bad throughout Tuesday, the Cardinals thought they might not even be able to get their games in, but to be able to do it after a year off in front of your own home fans, it was very special.
Well, for my first go at it, first year coach, to be a part of that was pretty special. I mean, our field is in amazing shape right now. What our people have done, you know, we have the Fast Pitch Association, what they've done to that field, you know, now Jackie Rabbit Field, it's incredible. Our field looks amazing. And sure, the weather wasn't the best, but we still had a ton of fans there supporting the girls, and it was a great atmosphere. We actually counted the days. It's been 690 days since the Prescott softball team has played. I mean, that's incredible. So these girls were just, it was just so exciting to get them out and have an opportunity to play, and we feel we did very well for game one and game two.
There's no doubt that Tuesday was very special for Coach Johnson, being his first two games as head coach.
Well, I tell you, the girls made it pretty easy coaching third the way they hit the ball. But no, I mean, yeah, I'm learning as I go. It's like every inning I'm picking something up new and learning new things and talking to umpires. And the umpires are very friendly and trying to help me out, you know, with just any questions I had. And like I said, I've put a lot of time into learning, but there's always going to be things that are going to pop up, like a couple things yesterday with substitutions and stuff like that. But our coaching staff is incredible, so they're always helping. And, you know, I can always ask them questions. But each game, you know, I'll just get more and more comfortable. But like I said, the girls made it pretty easy for me the first game.
The Cardinals will definitely get challenged the next couple of times on the field, going on the road to Somerset on Thursday before coming back home on Saturday afternoon to take on a couple of very tough teams.
Well, we are going to be tested, and that's what we need. We need to be tested. We need to see some good pitching. We're going to. Somerset just won 11-0 last night. The pitcher threw a one-hitter. We face, you know, Elk Mountain and Altoona on Saturday, two very good teams, so we potentially could see down the road. I mean, it's perfect. Exactly what we need is to play good competition, good teams, and that's exactly what we're going to do. And we know Thursday's going to be tough, especially going to Somerset. But you know what? We play good defense, and we keep pitching and hitting the way we are. We feel very confident that we got a great opportunity to win that game.
That was head coach Nick Johnson of the Prescott Cardinals girls softball team. After their 2-0 start, the Cardinals will be on the road at Somerset at 5 o'clock p.m. Thursday before coming back home for a doubleheader on Saturday.